go to the WTOP car review, or in this case, the truck review. We're checking out the new Ford Ranger midsize pickup. WTOP car guy Mike Paris is a member of the Washington Automotive Press Association. He tells us this is for people looking for a smaller truck.
Ford pretty much dominates the truck market except for the midsize trucks. So they brought back the Ford Ranger, which has been on a hiatus for about a decade or so. And it's a little bit bigger. It compares favorably to maybe Toyota and GM's midsize truck.
Did you try one out that had that sort of royal blue color? That's pretty handsome looking, if I do say so myself.
Ford does get the blues correct on their trucks, and it looks really good, especially with the blacked out trim, an optional package with the black wheels and everything. It looks pretty tough and ready to rumble.
Did you load it up in the back?
Yeah, you load it up, but it's a four-door pickup truck. You only get about a five-foot bed, so it's not the largest bed. Don't think of this as, say, your Ford F-150 or Chevy Silverado when it comes to bed size. It's a lot smaller than that, so you're not going to be getting as much gear in the back as you would, say, a larger pickup.
How was your mileage?
Surprisingly, I thought it could have been a little bit better, about 20-ish miles per gallon or so, but still better than a full-size pickup, and you only get one engine, a turbo four-cylinder engine, which actually moves this thing rather well.
I actually thought the price seemed pretty reasonable. Some of these pickup trucks are pretty expensive.
Yeah, definitely so. This is one of the more loaded versions. You get your leather, you get your cruise control, which is the radar guided cruise control. So you get a lot of stuff for about $45,000, but you can definitely build it up from there. For 2021, there's a new off-road suspension that'll set you back about $4,300. So you can definitely push $50,000 even with a smaller pickup.
What if you just said, I just want to spend 38 or 39, do you still get a good truck?
You still get a pretty good truck. You don't get all the niceties that you get with this one, but you get a pickup truck with four-wheel drive that's going to get you to and from, and it's going to tow a little trailer, and it's going to haul the family around too. So it gets all the work done for those who don't need a lot of capability out of their pickup.
What are your complaints then?
Well, it doesn't seem as new as it is. It's only been on the market since 2019 here, but it's been around for a while in other parts of the world. So if you're expecting a brand new pickup truck, you might not be quite as thrilled with the interior and the inside of this one.
And bottom line here, as far as shopping for trucks, why would you give this one a second look?
Well, this is definitely going to keep those who buy Fords in the family, where they were having to go somewhere else to get their smaller pickup trucks. Now they can stay in the Ford family and buy a pickup truck from Ford now that they have a vehicle that will fit their needs too.
WTOP car guy Mike Paris. See pictures of, read a lot more about the new Ford Ranger pickup truck on the WTOP app.